Tuesday. Did you sleep in on
Tuesday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nate catch-up.
Yeah, hello, catch-up bros. Welcome to the catch-up from Tuesday show.
Nate, we talk about Fortnite divorces.
We do.
When I originally saw this story, I thought that they were putting divorces into the Fortnite game.
Oh, okay. So is that's like a thing you can do?
Yeah. So it's a shooting style game, but I imagined, in it, you have a wife and you go through a bit of divorce.
And so what, you go to a family lawyer, that's all part of it.
Yeah.
Bonus points for a family lawyer, bonus points if you get the kids.
You get an extra life if you get custody. I thought maybe, you know, helps the kids learn.
Yeah, well, the battle arena could be a courtroom, couldn't it? You know what I mean? And then, like, do you still do the victory dances? It's like, well, you get the dog. Boom! Dab!
Hey, Nathan, Fortnite may be causing a spike in UK divorces. 'Cause I'm coming for the trophy. Fortnite, let's go.
I get it all night for show. I'm on a Fortnite. Wow. Is that the actual song for the game, is it?
No, I don't believe it is.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Huh. I believe someone made that. It's the Fortnite song. 'Cause I'm coming for the trophy.
Fortnite, let's go. Wow, yeah. I'm like a bit tired now. Yeah. It's a bit early for me to be doing that.
Oh, man, I'm short of breath. Yeah. Look, at least 5% of people filing... 5%! Of people filing for divorce in the UK cited the popular game as the cause.
Oh.
On the divorce papers. Why are you getting divorced? Addicted to Fortnite.
Because of Fortnite, guys.
When you break it down, 5% sounds a lot, but I did break down the numbers. You tell me if this is a big number. It's only 200 couples.
In the whole of the UK?
In the whole of the UK.
I mean, 200, that's still a lot of divorces.
But writing the words Fortnite on the papers. So not saying I'm addicted to video games, writing the words, that's 200 couples saying Fortnite.
I still think that's quite a bit. Like, yeah. I know the UK is a big place, but that's still 200 couples that are breaking up because of one game. As you said, not video games in totality, one game.
Not writing again. You've got to write on the papers Fortnite. Now, obviously, that's not 200 people. It's 100 people. Because
but
200 couples.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I'm just thinking, if your marriage isn't working because of Fortnite,
there's other issues.
Yeah, are you just blaming it?
Because are you even trying?
And it could be both parties. Let's just say John O's playing Fortnite, and Sally sees him, and she just looks at him, and she goes, "You know what? I don't think this marriage is for me." Yeah. And then she goes, "False for divorce."
It's a perfect opportunity.
Oh man, I should think of something. We shouldn't have got married so young.
Fortnite, yeah, right. Fortnite. Actually, maybe perhaps it's just these 200 people having trouble spelling, and they're trying to say they fought at night. You know what I mean? Like, that's why they're breaking up, because at night they're like, he'd come home a bit cranky, and then they'd get in a screaming match, sleep in separate beds. They fought at night.
Yeah, or, again, I love where your head's at the spelling thing. There was issues with working away, you know, fly in, fly out. And she's like, I haven't seen him in a fortnight. Nate, I've done it.
Oh, congrats, buddy. Well done.
Yeah,
well done.
I knew you'd
always get there.
Yep.
I knew you would.
I figured out how you can be better at parties.
Oh. Right, okay. That's what it is.
Do parties secretly terrify you? Well, here's some advice that could help you make the most of your party, Nathan. May help you be better.
Okay.
Sorry. Help you be better.
There it is.
Right now. You're going to be better right now. All right. So I've got five things, Nathan, that I think can help you be better.
Sure.
At parties.
Just letting you know, I'm the life of a party.
Yeah.
So it's very hard for me to get better at
all
a party.
All right. You can represent the people who aren't great at parties.
You.
Okay. Nathan, I've done it. I've helped myself be better at parties. Okay. The first one. You got to determine why you're attending. You know what I mean? Is it to meet new people, catch up with friends, or to have a good conversation?
Right. Okay. You
should know your intentions when you're going to a party.
Yeah. Well, of course. I mean, you're going to a party. You know what I mean?
Maybe you get there and you're just like, what am I doing here? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, if it's a birthday party, it's pretty obvious. You go in there to celebrate.
That person.
You don't just rock up to parties.
Perfect.
That you don't know.
Birthday party. Celebrate. I'll throw another one. Christmas party.
Well, you're celebrating Christmas.
Easter.
You're celebrating.
Don't say
Catch up with friends and family. You know
New
what I mean?
Eve. Don't say.
Celebrating the new year.
Celebrating the year that was the answer.
New year, new me.
Okay, here's another one that can help you be better at parties. Set yourself a goal.
A goal?
Yeah. Now, for example, tell yourself your goal is to meet 3 new people. Once you've done that, you're free to go if you want.
See, if anyone's doing that, I don't want to meet a better party. Just sorry.
Hey, just letting you know,
you're number 2 that I've met.
You go out to meet someone, you're like, hey, love it. No, sorry, I've met my 3 people.
Yeah. Get away.
I can't meet you.
Do you leave after you've met the 3 people?
No, it's up to you. You can't meet any new people.
Because what if you're like, you don't really know the people and they open the door, it's like 1, 2, 3, boom, see ya.
Well, that's up to you. You can meet the 3 people, but then you can chat to no one else for that night. You've set yourself your goal. Number 3, wear a tried and true outfit. Go for clothes that tap into the best version of yourself.
Okay, what if it's a themed party? Then you're going as somebody else.
Hopefully you've had a costume for a while in the closet. Tried and true. Number 4, go solo if you can. While doing so could be terrifying, experts say that the person who walks in alone is the most approachable person at the party.
Because they're with nobody
else.
Nobody. I don't like walking into a party by myself.
Why?
You know what I mean? Because I just feel like I'm like, oh, that guy, obviously, he's plus one, didn't get approved.
He's here to meet 3 new people. But no more.
Yeah.
And finally, if you really want to say no to a party, you can say no.
How does that make you better at a party?
This way...
That means you can't even go.
This way you'll at least save yourself the agony of having to cancel.
Yeah. What? But I want to be better at a party. Surely to be better, practice. You want to go.
Practice at home by yourself.
And Jim, there is nothing we love more than a good old-fashioned Hobart celebrity. And we have one in the studio with us right now. Please welcome a man who has just finished walking the Pacific Crest Trail, which, for your information, is 4,279 kilometres long from Mexico to Canada. He's also one of the world's biggest Melbourne Demons fans. Please welcome Paul Slider.
Thanks, mate.
Now, how are you going? Paul, I have to ask now, just quickly before we get into this walk. Now, it took you about 5 months, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Now, the reason, did you do it in 5 months and come back home because the Melbourne Demons are now looking like they're doing quite well in the finals and could possibly make an AFL Grand Final?
I'd be lying if I didn't know. So
he sprinted the last few kilometres of the walk.
The last 200 miles, I did it in about 10 days. So,
gotta get home!
Yeah, gotta get home.
The boys have made the finals for the first time in 12 years!
And we'll win.
Well,
is that your tip for the weekend or tip for
the whole thing? Grand Final.
You're going to win the whole thing. Knock off Richmond?
Yep.
Oh, jeez, huge. Yep.
Wow.
Heard it first from the man himself.
Okay. Paul, all right, tell us about this walk because this is incredible. This is such an amazing distance. Tell us how long did it take you, why you did it, all that kind of stuff.
So I started on April the 7th from the Mexican border, and it's, as you said, it's 4,300 kilometres. It took me 5 months, but I had about 30 days off in small towns in California, Oregon and Washington. The reason why I did it is because I can. And
why not?
Yeah.
Bloody why not?
Yeah. I love to travel and I love to see the world. It's a pretty cool, different way to see a country. So that's why I chose to do it, really. Not going to hostels all the time and just seeing a different part of a different country. So,
yeah. Wow. Was it harder than you thought? Was it about the same? Like, did you have a vision in your head and then you went and did it?
It was quite hard. It was mentally tough.
Yeah.
Because you're getting up at 5:30 every morning and you're hiking till 9 every day.
Yeah. Mm.
And you're going through deserts, mountains, snow, rivers, volcanic environment, and everything like that. So it was pretty tough.
What do you reckon the hardest part of that 5 months was?
The Sierra Mountains. The Sierra Mountains is a mountain range which goes for about 200 miles, and you're literally going over about 10 passes down. The equivalent of like double black ski fields.
Oh, wow.
And if you slip, you're gone. Oh, and rivers up sort of near your waist height. So
So. How many pairs of shoes did you go through?
Three.
Three pairs of shoes? Oh, see, I would have thought more. Yeah.
All the big walks I've done.
Some people went through 5, but I had a really good brand, so it was 3 of them, so yeah.
Right, okay. And did you map out the trip beforehand, or did you kind of make it up as you go?
I mean, it's really good. You got the GPS, which it shows where to go. I basically decided to do it 2 months prior. Some people spend years planning it.
Yeah.
I just took town to town, so 100 miles here, resupply, get some more food, have a couple of beers, and then have a rest and
celebrate.
And then keep going. Yeah. It was a bit like that. So you'd be running into towns going, oh, get a beer. So,
other people are doing this. Are you doing it with people for different parts, like, or do you have to let them go because maybe they're not at your pace?
I ended up hiking with a guy from Canada
yep.
For about 1,700 miles. So we were at the same pace.
Yep.
You tend to go with some people definitely.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, so what's the next big thing? Have you got something or now you're just back in Hobart? And
well, long distance hiking is a big thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't actually realise it was. There are two other walks in America. There's some in Europe and there's also one in New Zealand. So watch this space.
Okay, this is it.
Paul, mate, thank you so much for coming. But before we do let you go, I just had a question. I've got, did you listen to any music when you were walking?
I did. Yeah, I did. A lot of music.
I've got three potential songs that I reckon were on your playlist.
Okay.
I'm going to play these for you. Just let me know.
Just to confirm, Nathan's never met Paul before.
I've never met Paul before. I've never walked anywhere before. But Paul, I'm going to play these songs. Just let me know. Just give me a yes or a no.
Okay.
Were any of these on your walking playlist? Okay. Here's the first one.
When I reached 500 miles, I sang that.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, there it is.
I'll take that.
Jim, you can be the judge here.
Yeah,
I'm on
the board. I'll give you that one, Nathan.
One for one.
He sang it.
What about this one, Paulie? Was this on your walking playlist? I'm walking on
sunshine. It wasn't on mine, but it was this girl from Melbourne played that, and she absolutely teared it up dancing to it. So not on mine, though.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, can't give you that one.
All right.
Someone did have it on the walk, though.
Someone did, but it doesn't count. I need Paul to have this. All right, this is the final one. This is for me to get 2 out of 3. Was this on your walking playlist, Paul? Be honest.
No.
Oh, no. Technically, you got nothing right, Nate.
But I do love those, though.
Okay. All right, Paul. You can walk home now, I think.
Yeah.
Paulie, thank you so much for coming in, mate.
Thanks, guys. Thank you very much. And go, Demons.
Go, the D's. Matchy boys, what they gonna do? What they gonna do? They'll talk about the bachelor for you. What they gonna do?
What they gonna do? Yeah, look, if you didn't know, Nathan and I are huge fans of The Bachelor. We do a Batchy Boys podcast. Mm. It's B-H. Oh, B-A.
Not B-H. B-A.
Batchy Boys. B-A-C-H-I-E. B-O-Y-S.
Yeah, there it is.
There's a space in the middle there somewhere.
For those who had a pen and paper there.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
If you just get your pen and paper down and just bash our boys. Yeah, if you do want to get it, you can head to Instagram at Jimmy and Nath. Link's in the bio. Nath, the reason I bring up Bachelor is Nick Cummins' Bachelorettes, the girls, are apparently devastated after a video has surfaced online of him with another woman.
Oh, no. As in someone who's not in the house?
Correct. Now,
it's not his mum.
No, it's not his mum.
Okay.
Still time for more intruders.
Yeah.
That took a bit.
Couple of weeks.
The rumours continue to swirl that Nick Cummins, aka the Honey Badgerler, has already split up with the winning Bachelorette, and now he's on to someone else because his video is circulating, clearly not one of the girls from the house.
So we don't know who this girl is.
No, we don't. But the reason I wanted to talk to you about it is I'm not sure the Bachelorettes are devastated.
Oh, you think it's Channel 10?
No, because clearly it's not pre-recorded.
Yeah.
The show's done.
So
I'm saying there's only one winner. So clearly there would only be one girl devastated.
Yes, yeah, because the other's like, well, I don't care, I didn't win anyway.
Yeah, so this source says that all the girls are devastated, Nick has gone on to someone else. They already know they're eliminated. There's only one winner.
Imagine if Channel 10, because some of the episodes haven't aired yet, if they went back and just put like a different face on one of the
green
girls.
Screen?
No, she was there the whole time.
Yeah, see? I told you that she was there.
Do you like a man in high viz? Now, this is after a zoo in England has banned workers from wearing high viz vests around pandas because they distract the pandas from mating.
Hey, I'm a panda, and I'm just trying to do my thing, but man, that high-vis vest looks sexy. It's really distracting me. I'm going to have to stop doing my thing so I can check you out, high-vis man.
Now, experts have said that the bright colours apparently draw attention away, draw the attention of pandas away from their potential mates, essentially, and toward the workers. So when they're trying to get these pandas to mate and create more beautiful panda babies.
Apparently, it's quite hard to get pandas to mate.
It is very hard.
I watched a documentary on it once.
Oh, was it this documentary?
no, you've got to make sure the mood's right.
Yeah, so apparently they've been trying everything. They've been trying different foods, been trying different environments, and they've now come to the conclusion that it's the high viz that's distracting the people.
Well, because you know what? Nothing looks better than a man or woman
in a high-vis attire. It's just something sexy about it. It really grabs your attention.
Have you ever worn high-vis at a job before?
Certainly, mate. You know what my first job was?
What was it? Oh, the council.
Worked for the council.
Yeah. That's right. And
I don't know if you've seen a council worker, Nath. Plenty of high-vis. It's the official uniform of a council worker.
Did you get many, you know, looks or dates potentially from wearing your high-vis?
Nah, I got nothing.
Were you yellow or orange?
The shirt was a yellow shirt with the silver reflective bits.
Oh, I like the ones, yeah.
Blue shorts.
A classic uniform.
Blue socks with some Blunson boots. And then occasionally, if I was out doing road work, you'd have to wear an orange vest over the top.
Oh, double high vis.
So, I was
double
the vis.
Are you sure you weren't getting?
Look, I was 17 years old.
Okay.
So, I don't think I was ready to find love at that stage. I may have been getting female attention, but I probably just wasn't noticing that.
Yeah.
I was too busy holding my stop go sign just to make sure stop, go. You know what I mean?
Just doing a good job.
Yeah, because let me tell you, Nath, as a driver, you know, you get to a stop-go sign in a car, nothing more frustrating than waiting.
Of course.
So I needed to be all systems go.
Well, I used to wear I used to wear the high-vis when I worked at Freedom Furniture. Junior warehouse manager. And can I tell
many
you what?
Many a time we've been on this show, we've spoken to your mum. You're the worst employee. She had to fire her own son.
I was the worst employee because all the girls kept swooning over me, mate, in my high vis. I couldn't help it. Change my uniform, mum.
I don't argue that for 1 minute, because your mum has confirmed on this show you're either cracking jokes or hitting on the other employees.
No, they were hitting on me.
Which is weird because your sister worked there, so I don't know why you were doing that.
Look, I was in
high
vis.
And your mum worked there as well. So how are you doing?
They were hitting on me. I was the one in high vis. We've just asked 13, 12, 16, Jim, do you like a man in high-vis? This is after a zoo in England has banned workers from wearing high-vis vests around its pandas because they distract the pandas from mating, because the pandas love the high-vis.
Yeah, pandas, hey, I'm a panda and I can't get it on because I'm looking at you wearing that high-vis thong.
So we wanted to know if this rule applied to Hobart, where the people out there are just loving high-vis.
Loving the vis, yeah.
Let's go to Mitchell from Brighton. Mitchell, do you wear high-vis?
Absolutely.
And, mate, does everyone love you?
Especially the pandas, mate.
Oh.
So, look, I didn't know there were a lot of pandas in Hobart, but, Mitch, the pandas are getting your attention, are they?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you haven't seen them because they're, you know, all around, mate.
I'm not wearing any high-vis, so obviously they've run away from me, they've fired Mitchell, and they're looking at him.
Mitchy, what do you do for work, bud?
Tie fitter, mate.
Okay, so you're wearing high vis most days?
Every day.
Now, Mitch, do you have a partner at the moment?
Oh, I do.
Okay. Right. Now, do you have this partner because of the high vis?
Look, I'm pretty sure she was attracted by the high vis, and it was hook, line, and sinker.
Just confirming, she's not a panda?
No. She's a little white and, you know.
Be very careful. Let's go to Jesse. Jesse from Brighton. Do you like a man in high vis, Jesse?
I do.
Okay.
High vis, the work pants, the work boots, the FXD work pants and boots.
Oh.
So the whole lot.
You've got a type, Jesse. You've got a type.
And if he's got some tattoos showing as well.
Oh, so do you like the long sleeve high vis button up top and maybe with the sleeves rolled up to show like an arm sleeve tattoo?
Yeah, spot on.
Oh, I know the type.
Jesse, do you have a favourite? Is it orange high vis or is it yellow green high vis?
Yellow green.
Yellow high vis. Okay.
Jesse, do you have a partner at the moment?
No, I don't.
Okay. So the good thing about high vis is when you're driving, you can clearly see it. So you're constantly on the lookout for a future partner.
Yeah, and I have to drive careful so I don't run over any pandas.